Fiber is another one of those dietary issues, and that is the one thing in the literature that has been studied is that fiber can help, but fiber can also hurt. Fiber can actually be a very constipating dietary resource in itself, and it can help. So what the difference with fiber is, it depends on what type of fiber you're giving. There are two types of fiber. They're soluble and insoluble. And when you're giving soluble fiber, the soluble fiber can actually attract water and form a gel, which can be constipating. And the types of foods that typically have soluble fiber in them are oatmeals, oats, lentils, apples, oranges, nuts, beans, psyllium, cucumber, celery. And then there are insoluble fibers, which are actually considered to be gut healthy. And these should have more of a laxative effect and should not, because they don't form a gel with that water, should not be so difficult to pass through the gastrointestinal tract. And those sources of fiber are whole wheat, whole grains, barley, brown rice, green beans, broccoli, which everybody loves to try to force their child to eat, dark leafy vegetables, and grapes and fruit and raisins. So you really have to pay attention when you're trying to make sure that your child gets enough fiber, that they're getting the right fiber and not the wrong fiber. And the other thing is to not try to overdo it with fiber when what you're really dealing with is encopresis and already you have hard stools. And so what you want to make sure is that you're giving your child a good amount of healthy diet so that you're taking care of all the needed foods in the food chart. They're getting the veggies and fruit and, however you can get them in there. They've got some great V8s and different kinds of juices now that can be a really good source for the child who doesn't want to sit down and eat some grapes or what have you. But to pay attention to the encopresis, obviously, with the treatments that have been recommended by your physician or that you found to be useful to help the stool stay soft. We do sometimes recommend fiber supplements with our children because there is the occasion when the stools are just too soft, and so it kind of helps act together with the Miralax. But again, that depends on the child. It depends on the situation, and you have to pay attention to the entire diet and what's going on, and treat the child accordingly.